So yeah, welcome everyone to this week's episode of the podcast. And,
Yep.
What? I was just sitting down. I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you said wait.
No, I didn't say wait. I was just sitting down. My old ass is sitting down.
We're back today, and hopefully today's video quality should be much better. Yeah, and we have Jodith here with us as well. So yeah, welcome everyone. So Donkey, what are you doing there outside? Are you smoking out there like old macho you are?
I ran out of oxygen, so I came up for some oxygen. So yeah,
this Aussie banjo like took 30 fucking minutes more.
My phone that I have to take forever. Someone didn't like me on the phone.
What? I can't even. I don't even know what she's fucking saying. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know what we're gonna talk about today, but we're overdue with the episode this week already. So yeah, this episode is a bit late, but you know what happens. But, yeah. What the fuck? But yeah, so have you guys seen the fucking Super Mario Brothers movie coming out?
Oh no, I only saw the trailer a little bit. It looks a bit stupid, but otherwise I haven't seen much about it.
Are they making a movie or a TV show?
It's a movie. It's like a game. I can't hands-free this shit. Fuck me. I have to do this like a teenage girl, like. Fucking hell.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the trailer, but I don't know, it looked,
it just looks like another game, and it doesn't look like a movie at all. So I don't really know what to comment on that.
Yeah, it looks pretty generic, but I mean, it's made by the studio that's made the Minions and the Despicable Me movies. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know how it's gonna be, you know. I mean, of course, I have Chris Pratt playing Mario.
Why did they choose Chris Pratt?
I don't know. I mean, he's not Italian and he's not a plumber, so I don't know why he's playing Mario.
Not Italian and he's not a plumber. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I don't know. He just seems like a generic white guy, right? I don't think he has any distinct like features about him. Any characteristic. But yeah,
hold on, I'm trying to find this fucking angle, but I can't find any angle to do it. Yeah, but I guess it's probably due to his popularity rising. You're trying to cash in on it.
Maybe they cast him because he was the lead in the Lego movie as well.
Was that a Lego movie?
Oh yeah, I think you talked about it, right?
I don't think we talked about it, but the Lego movie, they made a Lego movie. It was pretty popular when it came out. It made a lot of money. So yeah, Chris Pratt was the lead in that as well. So maybe they're just going off on that because he has a history of success in animated movies. Maybe that's why.
Maybe. Probably that's why. Hold on. I'm still trying to get the angle.
Bro, you're not a teenage girl shooting a TikTok video, okay? Just
I'm too fucking lazy to hold this shit.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
The one doing all this moving around.
I'm just too lazy to hold it. You know, there's a lot of people here, so if I were to hold my phone and just, like, be talking, I look so teenage girlish. So, wait, I'll show you guys what I'm looking at.
That's a lot of people. What are the? Are they all working on the haunted house?
Are there people who work?
Yep. Yeah. These are all people from the same haunted house that I'm in. They're all different cast.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. But then talking about that Mario movie, so.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot of comments on it. Like, it just looks very generic. Just another movie that's coming out. That's all.
Jordan looks like she has something to say about it.
No, I.
What the fuck is
it up?
So go ahead, Jordan. What is your divine wisdom on this topic? Share with us.
I haven't seen it. Like, next. I don't know. It's probably gonna be good because it has Jack Redman. And the guy. Death Robins or something?
It has Jack Black. Who's Jack Black in the Super Mario movie?
This guy.
Who's Jack Black playing?
Yeah, Jack Black.
It would have made more sense if Jack Black was Super Mario. Right, and Chris Pratt is like Luigi or something.
Right.
Luigi is Charlie Day.
No, Charlie Day.
Oh, Jack Black is playing Bowser.
Oh.
Mm.
The big bad villain, Bowser. I mean, that fits him. That fits Jack Black, I would say.
What?
Oh, Seth Rogen is playing Donkey Kong.
Oh.
That you say his name.
But why is he Donkey Kong? I can't see him as a Donkey Kong though.
I don't know. Does Donkey Kong even say anything? Does he? Yeah, isn't that all he does? Is Donkey Kong a character who fucking speaks?
It's just literally Jodeth.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, can't complain there.
Just throwing barrels and shit at people.
That would be fun.
Yeah, but it looks like... Oh, Keegan-Michael Key is playing Toad. So it looks like a cast of comedians besides Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt is like the lead and he's the only non-comedian in this whole movie.
The least funny person.
Yeah, he's just fucking Chris Pratt. And everyone else is like a comedian.
Yeah, just like a background to their roles. And only Chris Pratt is just like, I'm just Chris Pratt. Full stop.
Yeah, he's just gonna be the straight guy, I suppose, to everyone's wacky.
Hey, I'm Mario!
Wait, apparently they're not gonna do the stereotypical Italian accent, which
oh
is
my
the
God.
Whole point. Like, what is Mario without the fucking Italian accent? What's a Mario? What's a Mario without the accent?
You know, like, way back around the 90s, I think, they had a Super Mario Brothers movie as well. Hopefully it's not a remake of that. You know, it's so bad. It was so bad.
wasn't that like live action and they just dressed up as like fucking Mario and Luigi?
Yeah, I think so. But that is so bad. It was so bad. I can't swallow it. It's so bad.
Yeah, but fuck, they should have done kept the Italian accent. They should have had like a Italian Mario, you know? Maybe bring Danny DeVito or someone to voice Mario.
He would have been such a much better choice, though.
Yeah.
Like, his size and his acting and everything. I mean, yeah. he was a penguin, right?
Yeah. I mean, they don't need the size because it's an animated movie. So they just
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but that's about it. Like, there's nothing much that we can go on with this because it's so generic. Like,
there's like nothing to talk about. But
yeah,
know, I thought it was just fucking interesting.
Like, what can we talk about Chris Pratt's movie in any movie? Like, it's just Chris Pratt. Like, that's all. Like, we'll probably have more substance talking about bacon with Joseph than that.
No, but that's basically Chris Pratt in any movie except for Guardians of the Galaxy. Because only in Guardians of the Galaxy, he plays like a different character, like a funny kind of character, goofy character. But in every other movie, his character is just generic white guy. All right, in the fucking Jurassic World movies, he's just there. He's just fucking Chris Pratt. And all other movies, yeah, he's just Chris Pratt and everything.
We need a white guy. okay-looking white guy. Who do we call Chris Pratt? Like, no, nothing else.
Yeah.
So, Jonas, how much have you won yesterday?
Oh, yeah, this Banjo, the fucking was gambling yesterday. She was going down to fucking... She went to the casino and gambled her life away yesterday. And, like, we were supposed to record yesterday, but apparently she was too busy gambling. So what the...
Hey, so gambling sounds worse than it is. I lost it all.
Lost it all? What the fuck? I thought you were winning.
Yeah, well, I thought I could
gambling.
Double it.
Of course you don't lose. Have you seen her playing poker? Okay, like, this is Banjo, what she does. Okay, we played poker, like, a long time ago. It's like online poker.
Oh, yeah.
What this motherfucker does is she just goes all in every fucking time. No matter what card she has, okay? She could have hit cards, or she could have good cards, okay? Nobody knows. She just keeps going. She just keeps going all in, because she doesn't know how to play. Right. So if she probably does the same thing when she went there.
Go home.
Well, it looks pretty like much. We know who's going to get pregnant.
Who's gonna get what?
The next one in our group to get pregnant will be Joda, then. Smart gambling choices there, Joda.
No, so how much did you fucking lose?
That on there.
Joda, how much do you lose? What?
Nearly around $300. So additionally,
what
I walked in with about 100, I think, and then I won 200, and then I gambled that, won another 200, but then I lost all of it again.
What the fuck? You would think that once you fucking triple your money... Well, you walked in with $100. You once you make $300, that's the time to cash out. That's the time to walk out, right? But this motherfucker goes. Of course, she loses it all in the end, anyway.
She was sending me pictures of her winnings as well, and I was like, "Oh, congratulations!" What?
I thought I was
you know what's funny is,
okay.
Oh, she thought she was going to win a jackpot. Oh, wow.
Wait,
you
know, what were you playing?
She was playing the slots machine.
It was called Dragon Quest Game. Yeah. They have like these grand prizes you can win up to.
Okay, I'm not asking about the brand or the name. I'm asking what kind of gambling it was. So it was slot machine.
Yeah.
You know, this Bancho sent me a picture of a winning of $200. I was like, wow, that's not too bad. Like, congratulations. And then I was like, wait. So I asked her, like, how much do you bring in? She was like, I don't know, about $150. I'm like, fuck, that's only like $50. I was like, oh, so Jodev is on a roll. Understandable.
Wow.
But no.
Yeah.
I brought in $150.
No,
I'm winning $200. I want it back. What?
Technically, what?
Yeah, I won my money back and then lost it all.
Yeah, you should have stopped there. What? Once you won it back.
Oh,
You should have stopped there.
Well, oh, but no. Yeah, but
that's what gambling does to you, man.
Yeah, she went all bungla on it, man. She went full bungla. She just apologizing at the machine. Amiko machai. Hoping the machine would give her a fucking jackpot.
She went full John Cena. She was like, oh. She went big chilling on that motherfucker.
You can see this. You can see this. She starts waving at a fucking machine.
Puche tao? Pute. What the fuck is it? I forget.
Debuchi.
Debuchi. She just went, Debuchi!
Amiko machai, amiko machai.
She's telling what I need. Debuchi.
Fucking apologizing at a machine for no apparent reason at all, and people around her will be just like, what the fuck are you doing?
I threatened it.
Oh, so that's why you lost. No. Wow, what a surprise, man, Jonas. What a surprise. You realize that people are watching from you from the CCTV, right? Wait, speaking about that, why did you randomly go play the slot machine? It was such a random thing. You sound like this old grandma who has nothing to do at home and just went out like, oh, I'm going to play the slot machine.
Yeah, did you go by yourself?
Yeah. No, I went with
people. No hesitation. Like, yeah. No, what the... Did you go by yourself or with people? What the fuck?
With people.
Right,
now she's fucking lying.
Yeah.
No, I actually had other people with me, the fuck?
Yeah, like other really? Strangers who are alone.
Other strangers?
No, I actually had someone
neighboring slot machine.
Yeah, both of them are like cursing at the machine at the same time. They're like, fuck you, man, fuck you. Bing chi ling, bing chi ling.
They're like passing cigarettes and drinks. They're like, yeah, you lost. Yeah, I lost too.
And both of them like have ice cream off of that together.
We did. Yeah, we all for losing.
Why the fuck are you? Why are you doing such old people like, actions when you're half my age?
And then as soon as we were about to leave.
Wait, Joseph, you're lagging. Why are you lagging? We can't even hear you properly.
Lagging so hard.
Are you very far from your router?
It's only once.
Joseph, please come back to the present.
Did I go there? I don't go there every day.
What the fuck? You actually have a monthly subscription there?
No. I'm using
Amazon. No, you are the only one lagging.
You're the fucking lagging one. you're lagging.
I'm you two are lagging. No, you two are lagging, not me. The video.
No, me, I can see TK perfectly fine, but you are like moving like you fucking have like wet diapers or something.
Yeah, and you hear everything we say like on a 10-second delay.
Yeah,
I've become my time.
Laggy.
No, fuck you. You are the laggy one. If both of us are lagging, that means you are the laggy one. It has to be the slot machine. You gotta start apologizing to the internet now. Amigo Machai.
No, I'm not apologizing to the internet. I'm using my daughter. So a bitch better work properly.
Do you not have Wi-Fi at home?
That's exactly fucking why. Why are you using your data? Why are you not using the fucking Wi-Fi?
Because the internet here doesn't reach my house. I have to go outside. What? And I don't want to smoke yet, so...
Did you fucking place your Wi-Fi router, like, outside in the forest or something? The fuck? What the fuck?
The Wi-Fi is in the yard. Like,
what the fuck?
I live in a internet? Different, like, a little small apartment to next door. Next door is a big house.
Wait, Jonas, you realize the purpose of having a Wi-Fi is so that you can stay at home to use the internet, right?
I'm not buying a second Wi-Fi.
Why did you buy the first one? You obviously can't use it.
What the fuck? Because I'm buying it. The Wi-Fi is next door, and I just
you gotta go to the fucking yard, man.
My car's on 11%, man.
But who the hell does this to their Wi-Fi?
Me.
No, she's. She doesn't even have Wi-Fi. She uses someone else's. That's why she's not getting it.
For fuck's sake, man. I'm using my mobile data and I'm less laggy than you.
Well, man, is Australian internet that shit? Like, what the fuck?
No, it's not that bad.
Wow.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah.
It's so perfect that, you know, you move so fast that we can't see you at all.
Because I'm holding my phone, I'm like you.
You're fucking Sonic right now. Oh wait, speaking of shitty, like, video game movies, I actually watched the Sonic movie the other day.
Really?
And it wasn't because I wanted to. Yeah, but it wasn't because I wanted to. But, Donkey, remember the ferry, right? I had to take the ferry to come to Langkawi, to the island, right? And it's like a 2.5... No, not a 2.5... Like, almost a 2-hour ride on the ferry. So, they actually had TVs in the ferry, and they turned it on. They turned on the fucking movie. They turned on Sonic, and the whole ride. Yeah, they turned on the Sonic movie.
Wait,
so
you basically
like, oh,
watched
well.
The whole movie on that ferry?
What?
So you watched the whole movie on the ferry?
Yeah, I watched it on the ferry. I watched the whole thing. I watched it from start to end.
What the fuck?
Because I didn't have anything better to do, right? The fucking internet loses connection halfway through because it's like going over the ocean. Right, so it loses the data, it loses internet connection. So the only means of like entertainment or passing time I have is this fucking movie. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll fucking watch this movie then. So I just watched the whole fucking Sonic movie from start to finish.
How was it?
How lucky.
I mean, it was as you would expect it to be. It was just like a nothing movie, really. It was like a fucking generic kids type of movie, you know?
Jim Carrey's in it, so it should elevate it a little bit.
Yeah, Jim Carrey's in it. He plays a goofy fucking villain. There's nothing more to it. It's kind of like that Batman movie in the 90s where Jim Carrey played the Riddler. You remember that? Like, sure, yeah. He was fucking goofy. He was a goofy villain in that movie, but that didn't make the movie a whole lot better. It was still a shit movie.
Played in that?
What?
Fuck.
What the fuck, Judith? You said something, we were just trying to listen to what he said, and then you replied with, what the fuck? What kind of caveman reply is that?
You're so fucking laggy, okay? When the episode comes out, you should fucking go and watch it on YouTube, and then you'll see for yourself how fucking laggy you are.
I'll now prove it that you two are the ones laggy, not me.
What?
What?
Okay, yeah, you'll prove it. Yeah, we'll see when the episode comes out.
Oh, yeah, spectacular. Oh, amigo Matai.
It will prove it. Then if it proves that I'm the one lagging, then fine, I will apologize. But if it's you two, then you two can apologize to me.
You realize that you can't prove that because TK is the one doing the recording, right?
Yeah, but no, I can't prove it, but the video can.
Yeah, the video will. You realize that two people think that you are the one lagging because we are both fine on each other's end. Like, how is... I don't know how your logic in your brain even works. I don't know what the fuck you're on.
Fucking Jonah's logic. Fuck me.
Right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Can you guys fucking landscape your phone so the camera is, like, landscape? Because, like, I've got the biggest screen right now in the whole thing.
Huh?
Yeah. Landscape your phone, Jodas.
I don't know how to do that.
Turn it sideways. Their camera is landscape, you understand?
Why did we do this halfway through? Now it's like halfway through the video that the viewers have to view. No, Jodas, yeah, Banjot, like, yes. Yes.
It was like that. Why did it go back again? Why?
My friend.
What? Just put it landscape. Just reverse.
My phone is basically the way it is. The fuck?
Yes, like this, Judith. Just like that. Don't move. Just.
You have to rotate your phone. I'm so confused.
What? What? Like this?
Yes, just like that.
Yes, like that.
Like this.
Just imagine that Donkey is like the boomer here. He's supposed to be the one who's handicapped with technology. But now, no, we have Jodith here, who's supposed to be a fucking zoomer, who's supposed to be young, who's supposed to be younger than even me. And she's like a complete bum with technology. She's like, oh, what do I do with my phone? How do I landscape? Oh, no, I'm not lagging. You lag. I'm not lagging.
At this point, she's assuming a race now. You're no longer the Bangla. She's the Bangla now. At this point, she'll assume my race as well. She'll be like this chingala.
You are setting a very bad example of Australians everywhere, Jordan. You are representing your kangaroo land very poorly here.
She's frozen now. She's not even there anymore. She's just like stuck in place. What the fuck has she done now? Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's back.
Me out. So I
What are you even doing, Jonas?
Just saying. I didn't do anything. It kicked me out.
I wonder why. I bet it's not because you're lagging or anything.
No, my phone's speeding up now. Fuck you.
Oh wow.
Oh, no. Like, your Nokia 3310 is heating up. You know this? Your Motorola what? Razor phone? The flip one?
The fuck? Wait, I have no idea. That's the first.
You should just watch this episode back on YouTube. Like this, I think this is gonna be the whole theme of the episode. You know, just fucking Jonas.
Jonas lag.
Being a fucking boomer. Being a fucking technology handicap.
Well,
she just froze up again.
No way, she's moving for me. Like, she's moving. Like, she's moving as much as she was. You know?
To me, Jodeth is just smiling at a screen frozen. I'll just leave it at that so long that on your end she's moving, it's fine.
Speaking of generic movies, we're not going to talk about that. So, yeah, speaking of generic movies, what was the last movie you guys saw that was so fucking generic and just like a nothing movie? You know, what's the last movie you watched that fucking make you think, oh, I just watched nothing. I just watched nothing for the last 2 hours.
What was that show you made? You asked me to watch, and it was a complete waste of time.
Don't you fucking dare, bitch! I don't know what.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, are you talking about that? The Room? Of course, you don't even remember. But yeah, I think she's talking about The Room.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
It's supposed to be a bad movie. It's supposed to be like a bad movie. So I told her to watch it to purposely waste her time.
He made me watch it.
I was like, yeah, Jody, you should watch that movie. It's so good. It's like famously one of the worst
movies. You didn't tell me it was so good. You told me it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad, and it's very funny if you like watch it with friends and you watch it like drunk and shit, because some of the shit that happens in that movie that's just fucking ridiculous and doesn't make sense.
Again, it's Jodeth. So
yeah,
I mean, for my end, I've always, you know, the kind of shit I watch, so I don't really have any movies like that.
You watch nothing movies. You literally watch those movies to like eat dinner. Eating dinner and you just put one of those random movies on.
Exactly. So it's exactly why I don't have any comments on it. Fuck me. Like, it's literally just watch what I watch.
So it's asking you, what did you watch last night?
I can't remember. I think I was watching an animation, but I can't remember what was it. I think it was The Devil is a Part-Timer season 2 or something. And I just finished it up, so.
Oh, Devil is a Part-Timer.
Yeah.
I wanna watch that one. I watched season 1 way back when it came out.
Yep, but otherwise than that, not much. The last movie I watched was, I think it was The Night at the Museum No. 3.
Oh yeah, that was a shit movie, wasn't it?
It was pretty shitty.
It was
just milking it. At that point of time, it was just milking the franchise, so it was nothing concrete or substance to it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they do that a lot.
I mean, I probably get more substance watching, like, porn.
Why was it that bad?
Well, the thing is, because...
You get some kind of sticky substance at the end of it anyway.
Smegma. Smegma.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Right. You get your cheek.
Well, Jodif likes it.
Little stagma thing.
Smegma. It's called smegma, Jodif. Smegma. Look, smegma.
Yeah, you're cheesy smegma.
Oh, you like smegma, Jodith?
Same thing.
So Jodith apparently likes smegma.
No.
So now we know, guys.
Filthy. No.
Why would you get
okay, sure, yeah, it's going to be naked.
What the fuck is...
You know, whatever we're talking about, it always comes back to roasting Jodith's lag. Like, we can never get away from that shit because she's always coming back to it herself.
Every time I'm lagging, you two lag at the same time I'm lagging.
Yeah, so exactly, that's why you are the one lagging, not us, Parapunde.
No, but at the same time, it's like... Okay, fair. Let's just leave it at that.
She just gave up at this point. She finally faced reality. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Earth, Jodith.
Speaking of anime... Speaking of anime, sorry? Did you watch the Cyberpunk anime yet?
Nope, not yet. I've just been too busy lately to really... indulge in an anime at the moment, so I'm not watching anything at the moment except for like some stuff that I've already like on it and I'm just finishing up. But yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but I need to, because it's something that I will be interested in, so I don't want to watch it like with an empty mind, like empty movies. So yeah, I want to find a day that I can stay the whole day at home without worrying anything and just watch it, you know, to enjoy the movie properly.
It's not a movie, it's a show. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, the show. Yeah, like the anime. Like, because I have like different tiers of stuff that I watch, like the ones that are empty that I watch during dinner, the ones that I want to sit down and enjoy my dinner, and the ones that I want to enjoy my day. So I would categorize this under, like, you know, the letters rather than the first one.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, it's a show that once you start watching, you'll want to, and like, binge all of it, you know?
Because yeah, it's exactly.
10 episodes, and it's just, it's a full story in 10 episodes. It's not like any fucking, there's gonna be a next season or anything. Nothing like that. It's a whole complete show. And it's a roller coaster ride. And once you started, like, you know, you want to finish it. You want to binge all of it.
Yeah, that's why, like, I don't mind waiting for it or watch it a little bit later, because it's relatively new and I don't mind waiting for it so that all the episodes are out and I can just binge watch.
Yeah, I mean, the episodes are out. It came out on Netflix, so all the episodes dropped at the same time. So,
Netflix.
What show are we talking about?
Sex.
It's Cyberpunk. But yeah, any of people here who's interested in anime who don't know what we're talking about, is this show called Cyberpunk Edge Runners, and it's based on the video game Cyberpunk 2077, and it's a really good fucking show. It's Studio Trigger. It's like really fucking action. Action, drama, fucking tragedy, everything, you know? And it's got that, if you watch Studio Trigger shows in the past, you know what kind of show this is. If you watch, like, Kill la Kill, or Yeah.
It's those type of genre.
Yeah, but it's less funny, I would say. It's not, because Kill la Kill was a kind of comedy as well. There's also the other anime, I forgot the name of it. It's like the mech show. What the fuck was it called? Yeah, but it's made by the same director as those shows, and you can really see it in the art style and the, you know, the whole.
Akira?
No, director, no.
Ghost in the Shell?
What?
Ghost in the Shell.
No. Ghost in the Shell is different. This one.
Makoto.
No, it's like, it's not comedy, but it's like, it's still serious. It's pretty serious. And, yeah, it's a really fun and exhilarating ride. It's basically a non-stop action-packed ride, which people want to binge. And it's a really fun show with great animation and great sound design as well. Like, the music in the show is really good as well. Yeah, Gurren Lagann. If anyone has seen Gurren Lagann before, it's from the same director. It's kind of, I think it's from the same director, yeah. And it's kind of a similar show like that. It's really good.
I haven't heard of it before.
It's a really famous show. It's really hype as well. Oh, it's not from the same director, but it's basically the same studio. The director's name is Hiroyuki Imaishi.
Jodis can check it out. She is better than her going to the slot machines.
What's that? Watching anime.
Yeah, anime.
Yeah, no, I'm already watching some anime and like I have no time to watch new ones.
Oh, no time da.
Dude, I work. I don't have time to actually watch new ones. I have to finish off the ones I'm watching first.
Wait, so what anime are you watching?
One Piece at the moment.
Oh, no.
And Naruto. I also, like, switch between...
You're never gonna finish One Piece. And Naruto,
I haven't actually finished anything to watch because I don't want the ending.
Well, no shit, Jodeth, it's Naruto and, like, fucking One Piece.
Yeah, well, I'm watching those two for now. In between them,
like, what, in 5 years?
Yeah, I'll finish watching them in 5 years' time.
And Dragon Ball to that list.
Yeah, start watching Dragon Ball. As well.
Oh, that's probably eventually.
You probably get more substance out of Gintama though.
I mean, she's probably gonna imagine she comes like we go on a trip next year, and she comes as well. And we ask her what she's watching, and she's like, "Yeah, I'm still watching One Piece and Naruto."
I still probably will be.
I don't even know how you watch One Piece though, because the anime is so fucking bad. Because every first half of the episode is just like a recap of the previous episode.
It is.
I've tried watching, like, I've seen it when my friend watches it. It's so bad. Like, you'd rather just pick up the manga and read the manga. You know?
I don't even have the money to buy any of the manga for any of them. It's just like, I don't have the money.
You can find it online.
Wait, speaking about next year's trip, what was I gonna say? Is it gonna be around September?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but hopefully around September.
Yeah, gotta start planning because Yeah.
On what?
I gotta start planning finances.
I mean, there's still some time. But yeah, hopefully it can be around September because my I'm probably going to be graduating around that time. So yeah, after I graduate, only then I can go on the trip.
Oh, well, yeah, Jonas has got to get a passport, fucking passport done though.
I still haven't done it yet. Yeah. I'm getting around to it.
Yeah,
because you're fucking too busy fucking gambling.
Yeah, fucking slot machine. Man. You fucking slut. No, Jordan is no longer like a slut, like SLUT, but she's like SLOT now. We just call her slot. Sounds Australian, anyway. You slot.
She's a slot.
I can be both.
I just watched this reel of this Australian stereotype. So there's these two guys, it's a skit. So these two guys were like, these two Australian guys sitting at a table, eating breakfast. So one of them, they're like really redneck looking. So they're like very typical, stereotypical Australians, like eating toast. And the other one was like reading newspaper. So he was using like Vegemite with toast. And then the American guy came in the room. Oh, hey guys, what are you having for breakfast? Oh, just Vegemite and toast, mate. And then it was like, oh, Vegemite, that's like Nutella, right? And then the Australian guy goes like, yeah, yeah, just like it. And both of them started laughing. The two Aussie guys started laughing. And then the guy just took a full spoonful of Vegemite and just ate it. And then the next scene of the skit is that guy's in the hospital, like, with oxygen support. And then he was like, ugh. So the two Australian guys sitting by the bed, waiting for him to wake up with the toast and Vegemite. And then the guy who wakes up was like, dude, what happened? I don't know, man, you just passed out. Then the guy was like, oh, I'm hungry. So he was like, oh, have a toast, mate. And he ate the toast and the Vegemite. And then the next scene was like, rip, RIP. And then the tombstone wrote the famous last words, just like Nutella, right? Fucking hell, that was so fucking stupid. I swear, it's fucking funny.
Isn't Vegemite supposed to be like really fucking
salty? Yeah, it's like Marmite, you know, people eat it with like congee or porridge. So yeah, it goes like, oh. It's fucking stupid. It's so fucking stupid. I swear to god, that two person just reminds me of Joe. Their fucking Aussie accent thick as shit.
No, I mean, that's definitely something.
Hey, I don't. Yeah, I'd probably trick you guys and be like, oh my god, have this.
Jonas, you realize that anything that you ask us to eat, we will not trust it, right?
Hey, I trust yous on everything else. Why can't you trust my cooking?
What? You're cooking? Wait, can you even cook?
Vegemite or something, right?
It's gonna throw Vegemite and all that shit now.
Wait, huh? When did it... How does Vegemite mean cooking to you?
No, like, I didn't mean cooking. I just meant, like, you'd have to eat what I make you. You know? Like, if you guys make me something, I'd have to eat it, too.
Yeah, but the thing is, we draw a distinctive line of what's safe and unsafe to eat, Jonas.
Fine, I'll draw the line for you two as well.
You hear the silence, Jonas? You hear the silence? We literally have no comments to that. We're scared, Jonas.
Good, you should be now.
Fuck you. Why? Why are you threatening us with food? Fuck you, Jonas.
No, fuck you. You threatened me with your car driving. Saying I'm unsafe. You're the one that's unsafe, you PUBG guy.
Well, I wouldn't deny that. There's hard fucking solid evidence for that shit, so I can't really like go against that now, can I?
Exactly.
Jodeth, you should try giving TK a ride on an ATV. And watch him hang off his still life. I've never seen a grown man grabbing for his life that badly.
Were you that scared?
Was.
No more fucking ATV for me.
Yes, there will be.
Yep, but I... Okay, wait. Before anything, I gotta go. Yeah.
Aww.
You gotta go now?
Yeah, because I gotta get dressed soon. Hold on, huh? Let me just put back...
costume in your little white dress.
White dress? Why the fuck am I in a white dress, Jodith? Why? I'm not in a white fucking dress, Jodith. I'm a clown.
You look like the ring! Come on!
Wait, can you put on the dress in front of us?
No, I've got the strip.
Oh.
The strip naked? Oh. Hi!
Not that, but... Wait, I'll show it to you guys. This is my mask.
Oh, what the fuck?
Ooh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's a big jewel.
His teeth like yours.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah. So, basically, these are the costumes. So, yeah, we gotta get dressed and shit.
Do you wear a dress with that?
No, Jodith. I'm a clown. Again, I'm a fucking clown. I don't wear dresses, Jodith.
You're wearing a dress by wearing a clown outfit?
Why the fuck would a clown wear a dress anyways?
You wanna be so scary? Wear a dress.
No, that wouldn't make me scary, Jodith. That would just make me you.
Yep.
This has a very, very warped image of what clowns are supposed to do. Just no idea what the fuck clowns are supposed to
do. Have you ever seen a clown in real life, Jodith?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Then how do you not know
in the mirror.
Like?
I wouldn't be friends. The fuck? It has nothing to do. I know what they look like and what they have to wear. Remember where I work.
She's like, yeah, I see it every day when I wake up.
Oh, fuck you.
And I look in the mirror.
It's so in character that she even works at a place that enhances that effect.
Oh yeah, she even works at fucking the clown place.
Yeah.
Exactly! So I know what a clown looks like.
You.
Besides, I'm looking at two now.
No, you're just talking to one. And you
one.
And you are one yourself, so it's like... So I'm the only non-clown member here. And I feel...
You were like, what? Said that you're not a clown too?
I feel alienated from the group.
Aww, you poor thing!
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I probably gotta go soon because I don't have time to dress up anymore.
Aww.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta leave. So you probably gotta end the episode with Jodith.
Yeah, we'll probably just go on for 5 more minutes anyway.
Okay. I'll leave first. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Bye-bye. Bye. Have fun clowning people. So, yeah. So, you're going back to work tomorrow, Jodith?
Yeah, go back tomorrow. Night. Sad.
Yeah. So you work Sunday nights, huh?
Yeah, Sunday to Monday. And then it goes to about Thursday, and then I go back Sunday again.
But I'm going to change my Sunday to a Friday night, so I might not be able to join next Friday.
What the fuck? Wait, what do you mean? You work from Sunday till Thursday, right?
I've taken Sunday off.
Okay, so now you have to work. So now
and
you
I
have
finished
to work
that Thursday on Friday morning. But I have to work tomorrow. And then next Sunday, I took that Sunday off so I can hopefully work Friday. But I have to work that out. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So tell me more about the fucking... tell me a bit more about the One Piece or Naruto, whatever you're watching. How do you like it? How many episodes are you in, anyway?
Oh, hang on, let me have a look. I think I'm on season 4 or something, I think. Hang on. But it's actually not as bad as I thought it would be, though. Because, I hear everyone talking shit about it. It's like, I know, it's not that bad.
I mean, nobody really talks shit about it, because if you read the manga, it's considered as, one of the best mangas, you know, but people talk shit about the anime because it's so bad, because especially the earlier episodes is full of recaps and fillers, like, whole episodes go by without anything happening. So, that's why people talk shit about the anime.
Yeah, well, especially people that don't watch it. I'm on season 8, episode
198.
198?
What the fuck?
Yeah, they're weird on how they put their numbers.
Okay. So, how long have you been watching it for now? How long did it take you to get to 198 episodes?
Well, when I'm not working?
No, just total days.
I think about 3 weeks it took me to get there.
3 weeks?
Maybe 4.
Well, that's not a long time, though. 198 episodes?
Yeah, because I only just started watching them. No, it's been longer than that, actually. Because on season 8, so... Fuck, when did I start watching? Yeah, no, I can't remember exactly the time that I watched it, but... Yeah, no. So far, it's not.
So what do you think about the anime? Like, do you like it or what?
The animation is actually not that bad. Like, it's how they put it. Like, it gives you, like, that cliffhanging on each episode.
Cliffhanger on each episode.
Yeah. Well, some episodes.
Oh. So you're saying it's been a good experience so far? How many episodes are left, anyway? Like, how many episodes is the whole show? I mean, I know it's still ongoing. But how many...
So, on here, there's 13 seasons. Hang on, it's loading. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait, I'm gonna turn on the light.
One, two, three, four. There's 11 episodes in season 8. And I've only watched 2 out of season 8.
Wait, how many episodes are there in total?
In total? Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
There are 6.
Let me look it up. Yeah, your internet sucks. But yeah. Oh wait, I'm looking. I looked it up. There's 1,035 episodes so far. 1,035 fucking episodes, and they're making more. Like it comes out every week. I think it's a weekly show. Well,
fuck that shit. On Netflix, they've got up to 325 episodes with 13 seasons.
Well, that's not only a lot. On
Netflix, they've got 325 with 13. Yeah, but it's only on Netflix.
So you've got to watch the rest somewhere else then.
Yeah, well, lucky I'm only on season 8. For now.
Well, okay. And what are you watching Naruto at the same time?
And, Naruto.
Because I think that one has, like, 600 plus times. Episodes.
So if I get, like, if I kind of choose between like what I want to watch, like if I feel something, fuck, that's gonna be harder to watch, especially finding the time to watch them all. Cause like I still haven't even finished watching JoJo Adventure or something, and what else is that I haven't also finished watching? Yeah. Seven Seeds. If you haven't seen that yet,
Seven Sins.
There's a couple others. Yeah, that one. I haven't finished watching that one either.
Okay.
Like, so, there's so many I haven't.
There's like 200 plus episodes of Naruto.
I think I'm like on season 2 of Naruto.
Well.
Or 3.
Good luck on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think
I know, as soon as we end this, I'm going straight on.
Yeah, you better get on it if you want to finish it while you're still alive. But yeah, that's going to be it for this week's episode, I guess. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's been it, everyone. It's been a very laggy episode. But we hope you still enjoy. And, see you all next week.
Alright.